So people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 50.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
This weekend at Kohl's, buy more, save more for your family and your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100 or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. This weekend at Kohl's. Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The 7th Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale's going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood-look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
back in the news and views. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Baron. How you doing?
Missed you yesterday. How was the television business?
Arduous. I was a little pissed off when I left.
Are you serious?
Just takes too long.
Well,
got there at 10:30. I didn't get out of there until 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's too long. Three and a half hours to film a 30-minute
show. I'm not getting paid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, I was real ticked.
I can imagine.
I expressed my displeasure.
And it went over like a
fart in church.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Again, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. We're here with you every day.
Monday through Friday, except Thursday, I'm not, but Baron always is.
Yeah.
He's like a bad penny. He shows up.
I don't know, and if I catch whatever this is going around here.
Well, I've heard Rich.
Well,
a minute ago.
Greg looked like The Walking Dead moments ago.
Well, that's normal, but...
Well, he might also have a cold.
Yeah, I was. I went out to dinner with my niece and her husband and her daughter, my great niece.
Oh, my invite got lost in the mail.
Yeah, well, you know.
Interesting. How was it?
It was fun, and she said a lot of stuff was going around at school. So,
well, that always happens.
I know.
My kids don't even go to school. They get sick when school starts back just because
it's that time of year.
By the way. Supplement with vitamin D. You can almost not get any vitamin D from the sun from about this point until March or April. So if you're not supplementing between now and March and April, you can't drink enough milk, people. You just can't. You can't get enough out of meat and everything else where vitamin D is found. So go ahead and start your supplementation now. You know, you could start with 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 IU a day, work your way up to 5,000 or 10,000 as the dead of summer gets here. But yeah, I mean the dead of winter gets here. But just keep this in mind, people. You cannot produce vitamin D from the sun. You'll have to get it dietarily. And if you don't supplement, you're not going to be getting enough. And you will be fatally, fatally deficient of vitamin D by the time flu season rolls around. You won't be able to defend yourself. You won't be able to defend yourself against all the muck that comes around in the wintertime. So go ahead and get that started. Again, we're a full-service radio show, Jack. We don't just keep you informed and entertained on politics and news and current events.
Oh, I mean, we got health going on.
Man alive. And it's not a sports show, but I am going to say this. We watch a lot of NBA basketball at our house. Love watching the NBA. LeBron James can still play. We watched that Lakers game last night, or at least the first half of it. He can still play. He can still play. He's old man, but he can still play. But the Lakers did lose, even with that superstar lineup. The Blazers are really, really
good. Well, I notice how you really Auburn people are now focusing on NBA.
I've always watched the NBA since I was a little tyke.
Well, not just you.
Oh.
I've heard a couple Auburn people say, well, always got basketball season.
Well, I mean, when you're as bad as Auburn football is, then, you know. Who will save your soul? That's what Jewel said. Who will save your soul? Our number 272922. I got a host of news, Jack. I mean, I know it's Friday. It's Friday. And look, we are not doing away with the Friday rules. The rules are the rules. And the rules on Friday?
There ain't there.
There ain't there. But
we do like to stay on. We got a lot of stuff we need to talk about.
We got stuff we need to talk about. We got to get through some of this stuff. So maybe towards the...
Why don't we suspend the ain't there and rule until 11 o'clock?
Well... Or if you're going to be off topic, be really clear and concise. You know, this is not the day to ramble. This is not the day for your 8-minute segment tryout. This
well, you can always call us and report wrecks, chops and traffic.
That's always on topic.
You know, murders, bank robberies.
Especially ones in progress.
Right, absolutely. We've had a couple of those.
I'm stuck in the Regions Bank. Or I'm in the back left corner. Send help.
Somehow I got involved in a high-speed chase. Yeah, those are always welcome.
I'm running from the cops.
Those are welcome. Those are always on top, particularly if you're the assailant.
Oh, I have a friend that's going down Perry Street last night.
Yeah.
Gets pulled over for going 46 miles an hour in a 30, and he's mad about it. I said, now, come on. I can do 40. Yeah, I'd be maybe 39. I'd be, you know.
In a 35?
In a 30.
Oh, in a 30. 10 over speeding.
I know. So, anyway.
But on Perry Street, that's, it depends on what part of Perry Street.
Because it's a four-lane street, and is it, you know, and there are a lot of hills you go down. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Those neighborhoods are probably trying to keep it under wraps, though.
Well, yeah. And you got a lot of side streets. That's the thing.
Someone just texted me and said, who the hell do you think you are giving medical advice? Spencer freaking Collier. We talked yesterday about Spencer Collier, MD, diagnosing many strokes. I know that's a sore subject. We won't get back on it. But believe it or not, as Todd Stacey highlighted, this story is making its third day in the news.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Third day in the news. And at some point, I just shake my head and say, why is this news?
Well, if people covered, it's news.
I know. You know, here's why it's news. The campaigns are so boring.
Oh, they really are.
The campaigns this year are wretched. I talked to a national news reporter yesterday, a reporter who works for a national publication, and was asked, what are the big stories, what are the big
close races, which races are going to be close? No races are going to be close. I mean, you might be able to make the argument Bob Vance might be able to make it a little.
Well, he's gotten a ton of money.
Oh, I understand that. But yeah. You might be able to. He might be able to make it a kind of a little close against Tom Parker. Tom Parker's going to win by 15, a minimum. Everybody else is going to win by 20.
I haven't seen any polls in any of those.
But you don't have to. You don't have to. Brett Kavanaugh, baby. They screwed up. They shot and missed. And it's going to cost them all over the country.
Absolutely right on that. There's no question.
It's going to cost them all over the country. Speaking of Brett Kavanaugh, my friend John Giles has a great piece on AL Reporter today. A great, great piece. John Giles is he's a good writer. I didn't know this.
John's a smart guy. I've worked with him before.
His headline here, Brett Kavanaugh, Chief Justice Moore 2.0. And when I saw the headline, I thought, yeah, I've heard that comparison. But he does it actually better than I've heard other people make the comparison. Everybody else kind of half-asses the comparison, you know? They sort of just mail it in. They did this with Judge Moore. He actually sort of, you know, let me just read you the first couple of sentences here, and you'll see what I'm talking about. He goes a little deeper down the rabbit trail. It says, what do U.S. Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh and former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore have in common? They're both victims of the new ambush strategic initiative of the Washington Post. What does the Washington Post and Amazon.com have in common? Jeff Bezos owns them both. What do Jeff Bezos and George Soros have in common? Both men are billionaires who use their fortunes funding social engineering, promoting socialism, and supporting liberal causes and candidates. Finally, what do the media elite, Bezos, Soros, liberal Democrats, and the social media magnates have in common? For some reason, they hate economic, social, moral, and constitutional conservatives and will attempt to destroy them at all costs. The centerpiece of this article is the Kavanaugh-Moore connection. Let's raise the curtain and look backstage. It's a good piece. I encourage people to go find
good.
It. He's a good writer. He's going to come on and join us on the air, Jack Campbell, on, I believe, Halloween Day. Isn't the 31st always Halloween?
Yes, sir.
That's scary.
Scary.
And we're going to talk about a scary topic.
What are you going to talk about?
Democrats.
Oh, they're not scary.
Well.
They've scared themselves out of, you know, Rush Limbaugh's predicting we're going to hold the House and gain the Senate.
I've heard that.
I don't disagree with that.
We've been saying it on this program.
I just do.
Rush
not,
must so. Be listening.
Well, of course.
Because we've been saying it. Who listens?
Everybody.
We've been. Oh, speaking of.
Now you're hip hopping around.
I know, but I got so many stories today. I mean, so many stories. The show prep on this is endless. It never stops. It never stops. Let me find the story here. Speaking of, I read a story. I'm not going to sit here and read it. I'll just preview it. I read a story, Jack Campbell. Someone is listening to this program. Here is the headline on the conservativetreehouse.com. History repeating, Jamal Khashoggi and Mohamed Bouazizi as tools. You might say to yourself, self, who is Mohamed Bouazizi and Jamal Khashoggi?
We know who Jamal Khashoggi is.
Yeah, he's the guy who was killed in the Turkish Saudi consulate, right?
Well, as Donald Trump says, it looks that way.
But this piece, I'm not going to sit here and read it. It's 15 pages printed off. Well, 13 and a half pages and some pictures. Printed off. I encourage everyone. I will post this on the Facebook page, my personal Facebook. Because someone apparently we have an old News and Views Facebook page that's still out there. I don't know how to access it. But I will post this on my Facebook page. This is more eloquently stated, but everything I've been telling you guys since my blender broke. And I became a Donald Trump fan in June of, or May of whatever, or April, I guess it was, or whatever year that was, 2016. This is everything I've been telling you, from the globalist, corporatist cabal trying to take out Donald Trump. Why? It even uses words I've used, Jack Campbell. There are trillions at stake. How many times have I said that? There are trillions of dollars at stake in this election. I said that during the Donald Trump election. There are trillions of dollars at stake in this election. Here's the line. There are trillions at stake out of this piece on the front page, first page. Tell me if you've not heard me say something along these lines. This is the opening sentence. That's all I'm going to read. President Trump represents an existential geopolitical threat to decades of advanced leftist policy, in parentheses, political globalists.
predicated on the proposition that all national sovereignty should be erased in favor of an open border society.
You've said it for a long time.
I've said it for years.
Mr. Prophet.
Well, I'm just saying, it's confirmation that what you hear on this program is accurate. And that's why Donald Trump is continually maligned. That's why your liberal friends think he's a racist.
Now the liberals can't they can't talk about Brett Kavanaugh or about Ms. Blasey Ford anymore. Now the narrative is he's covering up the Saudi murder.
Well, and again, we'll get into why. I mean, again, you know why. Because I've articulated it on this program. You know why they're so hell-bent on this Saudi Arabian thing. It has nothing to do with the random murder of a single journalist.
I know. It happens all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Look at what China gets away with. Hell, they imprison activists and murder activists left and right. Nobody's boycotting China because China is a good boy, a good player in the globalist movement.
Right.
The Saudis used to do far worse than this. But the Saudis were good boys, good players in the globalist movement before Donald J. Trump. That's why they want to get rid of Mohammed bin Salman so badly as the crown prince.
Right.
Because
good
Mohammed
luck.
Bin Salman... Oh, good luck. Good luck. Good luck. If there's one thing I know about absolute monarchs, they don't often willingly step aside.
No, they don't.
And I don't know if King Salman will look and say, all right, you got to go as the crown prince.
Queen Elizabeth is like 90 years old. She's been the longest serving monarch. She's got a son and a grandson in line, and she still won't get...
She's got a great grandson in line.
And she won't go. I love it.
Well, I don't love her.
I do. I do.
I know you do. But you know what? I should love her. You know why? Because I'm not a big fan of the Brits. And she has destroyed that monarchy. She has destroyed that kingdom.
How?
When she took office, they had 1/6 of the world's land under her control. Now they have a little turd island floating in the North Atlantic. Remember the old saying, the sun never sets on the British Empire?
Right.
Well, it does now. Like, at 6 p.m.
Well, who wants India, for God's sake?
Or Hong Kong? Everybody?
Who?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Canada, Jamaica, the Falklands, Australia. She's giving it all away. I mean, just gone. Everything. That woman.
Leave her alone.
I guess they still have the Falklands. I'm fine with it, though. To hell with England. We've already beat them twice. And then we had to go save their asses twice.
Well,
gets old after a while.
I like them, but I don't like what it's becoming.
Yeah,
all those Muslims.
Exactly. We'll be back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook's big fall yard sale begins Saturday morning at 6 a.m. You'll find great bargains outside and even some sales inside the store. That's Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's big yard sale this Saturday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner, and Thanksgiving. If you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
It's a bad idea to get those cameras after all, Campbell.
I told you it was a wretched. They work?
No. I was told they'd be here today, though.
Do I have to tuck my shirt in and stuff like that?
My shirt is not tucked in.
No, it's not either. Hey, you got to do an ad?
Well, I don't have to do an ad, but I do have to tell everybody that I ate at Midtown Pizza Kitchen yesterday, the Prattville location.
Yeah.
I had the rigatoni bolognese.
Did they have the same specials at both places?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had the rigatoni bolognese with a salad with ranch dressing. Dynamite. I mean, absolutely dynamite. The dollop of ricotta cheese makes the dish, okay?
Do you stir it around in there?
Oh, yeah. Well, what I did was I took like little... I mean, it's a big old dollop. I took little pieces of the ricotta off on each stab of rigatoni. So I got a little ricotta with each one. I didn't stir it in.
It kind of gives you that lasagna flavor.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Then... I thought, well, if I'm at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, I need to finish up with a cannoli. So I had the cannoli. Then I thought, if I'm still hungry and I've had the rigatoni and the cannoli, which I was not still hungry, but my dining partner, Donovan, he got the brownie with the ice cream and did not finish it. So I finished the brownie with the ice cream, too. And let me tell you. That's a dadgum good homemade brownie.
They make milkshakes, I think. They used to.
I don't know if they still do or not. They might. But that the ice cream was like not too hard, you know. It was it wasn't soft serve, but it was like softer. And they had that chocolate syrup on there. Oh my gosh, Jack Campbell. I had to get up and run 3.5 miles this morning to make up for my lunch yesterday. But I did, and it was absolutely delicious. Guys, they are generous sponsors of Hour Number 1 of this program. They are dynamite. That special this week ought to be on the menu. I told him that. I looked at him yesterday. I said, this needs to be on the menu. This needs to be available every day. Why would this not be available every day?
Well, maybe it will be.
Gosh, it was good.
Have you ever taken club soda and put chocolate syrup in it, kind of made a little...
Like a chocolate soda?
Yeah, and poured over vanilla ice cream. You know how the soda will kind of freeze the ice cream?
Oh, my God. Like one part chocolate syrup to one part soda, or is it a little more diluted than that?
It's a little more diluted. Let's say you take half a cup of club soda and you squirt some chocolate syrup in there and stir it around to your own individual taste and put a scoop of ice cream in it. It's like a... It's like what an old-fashioned ice cream soda.
Yeah.
And that ice cream kind of gets crystally
like
on
like an ice cream Italian chocolate soda.
Like an ice cream float kind of. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't do anymore. Although, you can do it with sugar-free syrup. It'll work.
You know what else is good?
What?
Make a white Russian and put ice cream in it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Brandy Alexander made with ice cream?
No. That sounds delicious.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you who. There was a guy named Chris Fuller who was a... He owned a restaurant called Christopher's. It was short-lived. It's where Bud's is now. And he had worked at all the damn restaurants in Cloverdale. And he invented a dry mix that he would add ice cream to. It had, like, cinnamon and chocolate, you know, cocoa and all this stuff. And he would mix it with brandy and then put ice cream in it and blend it all together. It was like a milkshake. Mm-hmm. It was so outstanding.
Gosh,
I wish I had that recipe.
That sounds good. I'm telling you, I loved eating there yesterday. What? I loved eating there. That is such a
well,
great
the
place.
Special will expire today, so everybody needs to go over there
and get
it.
I think you can get over the weekend. Maybe you can get over. I don't know. I don't know if it's over the weekend or not. Brandy Alexander's good enough. Throw in a dollop of ice cream. That sounds really good.
More than a dollop, baby. Look at me.
You didn't get that way sitting on the sidelines?
Look at my eyes and look at my gut. Yeah. I didn't get like this being an observer. Hey, you said something yesterday, and I know that there was an article in maybe AL.com, maybe it was in Alabama Daily News, about how Walt Maddox, and I heard you talking about it on the radio when I was driving to the TV thing, talking about how George Soros had put $200,000 in those Tuscaloosa PACs.
Right.
And I did a little math yesterday.
Yeah.
Maddox has taken $612,000 from those Tuscaloosa PACs.
Of his $2 million he's total raised?
Yeah.
Roughly? Yeah, okay.
Kay Ivey's also taking $103,000.
Yeah, but she's raised like $6 million.
Yeah, but it's hypocritical is what I'm saying.
Well.
It is. Now, come
we'll
on.
We'll see where the money goes.
Well, I know, but it's hypocritical.
We'll see where it goes.
I'm for Kay Ivey, but it's hypocritical.
Well, here's the deal. Those PACs are illegal PACs in the first place.
I know they are.
Those are illegal PACs in the first place because those PACs are a money laundering operation. And everyone in town knows it. Steve Marshall knows it. Daryl Bailey knows it. And they both have jurisdiction over those PACs. Those PACs, all you have to do to use them is call and say, can I use your PACs?
And there's a little fee
there's
for it.
There's a 7% fee, and they'll take that money off the top, and then they'll forward the money wherever you want it to go. So nobody puts money in those PACs without that understanding of that arrangement. And the fact that Steve Marshall hasn't pursued that, the fact that Daryl Bailey hasn't pursued that, anybody with jurisdiction hasn't pursued that, makes our campaign finance laws an absolute unadulterated joke. They're a joke. Our campaign laws are a joke. PACs are not to be used at the direction of the donor. PACs are to, you know, the donor gives money.
I think the ethics law made that illegal.
It is illegal. That's what I'm saying. They're being illegally used.
You can't direct money.
Correct. But because we know they are, being used in that capacity, that money is destined for somewhere. We'll see where it goes. That's what I'm saying.
And who runs those PACs, Baron?
I'm not going to say his name.
Mike Eccles.
All right, you said his name.
Yeah, out of Tuscaloosa. He's an accountant. He's made a ton of money directing PAC money because he charges a 7% fee. It's a racket. It's a damn racket. And people need to call him out. But you know why they won't? They're all taking money from him, Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah.
And he ain't no Republican. I know he helped Bentley, but you know, he's part of the Tuscaloosa Mafia, as they call it. Anyway, car probably won't start.
We've just gotten murdered. We are dead men walking. Preserve our voices for posterity.
What are you doing this weekend, Bear?
I'm not going to discuss it on air. I'll tell you during the break.
Really?
We're going to take a break in a couple minutes, I'll tell you. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing big.
I'm going to Ohatchee.
The boys got some soccer games. There's a little wrinkle to all that I'll tell you in a moment. But, I don't like everyone to know where I'm going to be all the time.
Well, I don't either.
There's certain places in Montgomery I don't want people showing up and saying, hey. Sometimes I like a little privacy. Nowhere crazy. I mean, I'll probably take in the Auburn game, watch some basketball, because Auburn's terrible.
I'm going to Ohatchee, too. My friend is a member of a big lodge that has a big lake, and every Tennessee game, Alabama-Tennessee game, they have a party up there. So I'm taking Chris's sauce.
Yeah?
We're going to have hot dogs, and I'm sure there'll be some people imbibing.
Jack Quest, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
It's my understanding Ohatchee is kind of northeast of Birmingham. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And it is, I think maybe, I don't know if it's in Calhoun or Etowah, but it is on Highway 77, which runs, I know, from Gadsden over to Talladega. You know, there's several ways to get. Anyway, their lodge is called the 5W, and it's 10 families in Anniston and 10 in Gadsden that belong, and they're reserving it for this weekend. So, yes, Ohatchee. I don't know what county Ohatchee's in, but yes, it is northeast of Birmingham.
Hmm. That's what I thought. Our number 272-9228. If you're on hold, sit tight. The rules on Friday, Jack Campbell?
There ain't near.
And we'll test that on the other side of the break. We'll test that. And hey, if it works, the new caller seminar has gone swimmingly. If it works and people can be clear and concise and right to the point, even if you're off topic, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
We'll keep the rules on Friday.
Well, we got a lot of news.
Got a ton of news. Look at the, I got three stacks.
I know.
And each stack's like an
install. Is any of it good news for Republicans?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we'll be back.
That I love to a room with some lace and paper flowers.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama. Premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the Police Department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery Fairview location. Have a free hot dog and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for the next batch of weather changes over the weekend as a important frontal system approaches the area. Today, clouds on the increase, becoming mostly cloudy, but a comfortable day with a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, cloudy. I think we're dry during the evening. Chance of showers late tonight, maybe in the wee hours of the morning. Low temperature 64. Now, tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around in generous supply, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. That's ahead of a cold front approaching. Much cooler Saturday night. Overnight, low temperature 50 by dawn Sunday morning. Sunday will feel like fall with a high temperature around 67, a breezy, cooler day with sunshine, and the low temperature by Monday morning falls to the middle 40s, coolest of the season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Guys, welcome back in. 9:39. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day.
How you doing?
Rules on Friday, Mr. Campbell.
There ain't nairn.
And because there ain't nairn, we'll head to the phones in moments. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. My friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. You should see the marquee cut with emerald support, I'll say. It's beautiful. Hand carved all over the actual ring. It is one of the most gorgeous pieces of jewelry. He put it on Facebook today or yesterday. I saw it while I was scrolling through Facebook, and my jaw dropped. My mouth started watering. I thought, how could I get... He's got a picture of it on a finger, so you see the size of it, what it looks like. It's a big old mammoth piece of jewelry, but it is gorgeous. It is absolutely superb. Someone in our listening audience, I would like to challenge all the gentlemen in our audience to put this on someone's finger for the holiday season. This is one of the most beautiful pieces of jewelry that I've seen in quite some time. I don't know if they still have that Edwardian-era engagement ring. You got to get up there and check out some of these things. They're really, really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. Stuff you are not going to find if you walk into one of these national chains or one of these other jewelry stores around town. You're just not. Nobody carries stuff like this. Nobody carries stuff like this. Heirloom Jewelers does. Here's the other thing I want to challenge you. Look through your house. Find the diamonds because he can salvage your diamonds, give you cash for them, for one, let you pay down college, your holidays, especially around Christmas. You know, you might have a ring back there that's worth $5,000-$10,000. Go a long way towards paying Christmas and paying down some debt this time of year. Get the year started right, not have all that credit card debt early in the 2019 season. Go ransack your house, find some diamonds, take them over to him, let him value them. He'll give you top dollar, more than you're going to get anywhere else. Go to Troop Booth, check him out. It's a very open, honest, transparent process. You'll be blown away with what he has to offer and what he's able to offer you. Troop Booth on Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Just east of Bell Road on Vaughn Road. Get by there. Tell him we said hey. He loves our audience. A lot of people in our audience. One day, I was over there just saying hey. He said four people from our audience had been in that day. Join the crowd. He knows what he's doing. Our number 272-9228. JB.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
I got an announcement, if that's all right with y'all.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning at the Y in Prattville on McQueen Smith, there's going to be a Great Grits cook-off. I think this is the fourth or fifth year we've been doing it. And there's going to be entertainment, vendors, all this kind of stuff. And I would love it if anybody and everybody can just make their way up there. They have every type of concoction that you could think of that grits would go with, and there's things up there to sell, and you know, people selling things. It's a whole lot of fun.
Do you ever take Kaneka sausage, cut it really thin, like keep it in the circles, but cut it thin, you know? And then fry it up, pour the Kaneka juice, you know, that sugary, sappy juice that comes out when you fry up Kaneka? Pour that in your grits with the Kaneka, add a little hot sauce, and give it a stir with some salt. You ever do that? I highly recommend it.
I'm not the big on the hot sauce, but the Kaneka, yeah. And believe me, tomorrow morning, I think it starts about 9, but there'll be there's probably 15 or 20 people competing in this competition. And it's all for charity, so it's a whole lot of fun. And if you can think of a way to cook a grits, it's going to be there.
Huh? What's the charity?
It's something to do with kids. I know that, but it's, oh my gosh, you got me.
It's for the kids. I swear. Kids.
Yeah, I promise.
Hey, I got 7 kids. Can I get a little piece of that something for the kids?
Hey, bring them on.
Hey, I'm gonna have a grits cook off tomorrow out in Pike Road. It's for the kids.
it's coaches. It's benefit for the kids and the coaches. I can't remember.
Yeah, good.
Gibson Tire out of Prattville started this about 5 years ago.
It's for children's sports?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, hey, man, we appreciate it, JB. Wish everybody the best of luck up there at the what sounds like a grit cook-off, but head up there if you're interested in helping the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know why that tickled me so much.
Well, hell, I thought it was a legitimate question.
Well, I thought it was,
oh, by
too.
The way, Amber, who works at 4 Healthy Pets.
Yes, I mentioned that yesterday.
Is making a run to Panama City.
And you should have seen the pictures of the stuff they already have.
So, you've got till noon because she's going to pull out then. She's rented a trailer. It's a great cause. Amber, who's the groom's woman at 4 Healthy Pets, is doing this charitably. It's a great idea. So if you have anything, toilet paper, diapers, water, whatever you think folks down there might need, they're also taking pet supplies because there are a lot of, you know, dogs that got displaced. So it's a great cause. 4 Healthy Pets on the Atlanta Highway, top of the hill near Faulkner at Village East Shopping Center.
They do a great job over there, and Amber obviously has a heart for doing that. They have collected a lot of goods.
I know, and it's the first conversation I've ever had with Amber.
Oh, really?
Because every time I go over there, she's grooming dogs.
Well, they're covered up with dogs.
I know. She said,
they're actually hiring a part-time groomer.
She said October is totally booked.
Yeah, if you are a part-time groomer or you are a groomer looking for extra hours, call her, especially this time of year. Everybody's wanting to get the dogs looking good for the holidays. Get in touch with Amber over at 4 Healthy Pets. Just drop in, say hey, talk to her about helping out because she is definitely looking for help. They're covered up.
They're
like
swamped. When I was there,
cat litter box.
One person left, and as I was leaving, two people were coming in.
Yeah. No.
So they're doing well over there.
Oh, when I drop my dog off at 8:30, like on the way over here sometimes,
mm-hmm.
she'll be bringing in like 9 dogs she's picked up. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible.
But anyway, it's a great cause.
Speaking of great causes, I saw this on WSFA. GoFundMe has been established for a former Auburn grad diagnosed with ocular melanoma. I don't care much about the GoFundMe. You know, she lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Best of luck to her. But something weird's going on at Auburn.
With the eye stuff.
With this ocular melanoma. And it's all people who were there roughly about the same time I was there and my sister was there shortly ahead of me. This is bizarre. It's a super, super rare form of eye cancer. And people that live there are coming down with it. Way in excess of what they should.
Yeah.
If you lived in Auburn in the 80s and 90s, if you lived on campus or were in those buildings, go to your eye doctor and get monitored from time to time. In fact, a friend of mine has some weird spot on his eye that they're having trouble diagnosing. And he lived in Auburn about that time. And they were at one time worried whether that was what he had as well. I don't know what it is. I don't know what kind of weird chemicals or, you know, environmental gas or whatever.
I heard about this like about a year ago.
Well, it's been going on for several years.
Yeah.
This woman was first diagnosed in 2001. Since then, the cancer spread to other parts of her body, kidney, liver, brain. It's a very, very painful thing, but obviously...
What's the GoFundMe call?
I don't know. Her, her name is Allison L. Allred. A-L-L-Y-S-O-N-A-L-L-R-E-D. Allison Allred. So you can look it up there. WSFA has the story if you want to find
okay.
it.
Okay.
And WSFA has a link to the GoFundMe page. I wasn't using this as an opportunity to try to raise money. If you want to donate to her, I'm not objecting. I was just saying, if you lived in Auburn about that time,
yeah,
go get it checked out. Something's going on. And we don't know whether it's fixed. We don't know whether it's fixed, whatever was causing it. But I do know Eddie Bader. I do know Eddie Bader. And I know people want to buy real estate out there. Eddie Bader wants to be your buyer's agent. He wants to be your buyer's agent. He wants to look out for you, the buyer, not the seller, not all those other things. You're going to pay those commissions anyway. If a house is listed, this is the dirty little secret in real estate. If the house is listed for sale, the commissions are already cooked in. You might as well hire somebody at no additional cost to you whatsoever who will fight for your interest to try to get the price as low as possible, to get every additional amenity that they can get added to the thing, to get as much closing cost paid for as possible. You need someone fighting for you who knows what they're doing. Eddie Bader is your man. Call him, 322-0662. 322-0662. It's free. Doesn't cost anything else to have a buyer's agent. The things are already cooked in. You want someone negotiating your price, negotiating your repairs. These negotiations can get intense. Things like this have to be done professionally. You don't want to run off the house and the seller. You want to make sure it's done well, but intensely. Call Eddie Bader, 322-0662. But Baron, it sounds very expensive. Guys, stop it. It's not expensive. Not expensive. I'm telling you, you don't believe me, but it's true. The way real estate commissions work, they're already cooked in. When you call Eddie Bader, it's no additional cost to you to be your buyer's agent. And he can help you find a house you probably didn't even know you could find. 322-0662. Answer all your questions. 322-0662. Eddie Bader, all you need to say is, I want you to be my buyer's agent, Eddie. I want you to help me find a house, Eddie. Eddie? Harkening back to an old Eddie Murphy bit. Anyway, call Eddie Bader. 322-0662. 48 after.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with some good news if you need to get rid of your old energy guzzling system.
We now have fall factory rebates available up to $1,100 on select systems, and we're also still offering 0% interest to help make a new system affordable for everybody.
Financing and rebates, that is good news. If your system is old and you think it's on its last leg, take advantage of these specials today. How else can United help?
In October, our business starts slowing down, so we also have low off-season pricing available. Don't wait till your system breaks down and forces you to be reactive and make a quick decision. Be proactive today and take advantage of these specials and save.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing and rebates. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United!
weekend at Kohl's. Buy more, save more for your family and your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. This weekend at Kohl's. Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood-look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was trying to find a story we covered yesterday. I must have tossed it when I got done with it.
Our friend Joey texted, there's a wreck on I-65 at the interchange.
Surprise.
I know, all the time.
Well, next you're going to tell me there's one at Taylor Road on 85.
Or just east of Taylor Road.
Or, yeah, or somewhere between Shorter and Tuskegee.
Yeah, exactly.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friends over at ASC Credit Union are sick and tired of you paying too much for checking. And, what's too much? Anything is too much. You pay a penny a month. You pay a penny a year for your checking account. It's too dadgum much. Stop it. Stop doing it. Call ASC Credit Union. Go buy a branch. Walk in. The water's warm. It's like getting in a bathtub. It's so comfortable. You ever, like, you just get in, you're like,
oh, yeah. Problem is getting out.
You can feel the whole day go away, you know, as soon as you slip in there.
Why do you bring the Italians in?
What does that mean?
Let the whole day go by?
I don't know what you're talking about. What?
Haven't you ever heard of an Italian called a Dago?
Oh, no, Jack. That's a really obscure reference right there.
I know, but I thought
buried
it was
in the
very
middle of Let the Dago
subtle
by.
And clever, and your ass didn't get it.
Too subtle and too clever.
And who's Masaryk?
Anyway, ASC Credit Union, my friends. Let me get through this spot. ASC Credit Union, they're sick and tired of you spending all that money. Get that bathtub feeling where you don't pay any money for your checking account.
I mean, these big banks are killing it.
They're just killing people.
They're killing people.
They're killing them. It's like a toll booth in the road to the middle class. Stop it. Go to the credit union. ASE Credit Union. That's where you need to go. Locations all over the river region. YourASECU.com. You could probably open an account online. YourASECU.com. They got a great app. Online services are top-notch. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Get by there. ASE Credit Union. Federally insured. NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Mark.
Hey, got your titty tidbit for the week.
Matt, I'm glad you do, because before I hit the button, the story I was looking for, were you listening yesterday morning?
I was not. I have been extremely busy with work.
Have you seen the Library of Congress new section on Teddy Roosevelt that went live this week?
Oh, no.
Oh, amigo Mark, please, go check it out. LOC.gov, Library of Congress, look for the new Teddy Roosevelt link. 150,000 new documents they put up, over 300,000 images.
Oh, wow.
It covers his personal diaries, executive orders, intimate discussions with foreign leaders, letters he wrote, his contemplations on founding the National Park Services. It goes back to his childhood, time as he was the police chief, the assistant secretary to the Navy. I mean, it's an incredible collection.
Where did they get all of it?
His family finally cut some of it loose.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, Harvard held a lot of it, and they finally cut some of it loose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
I knew Harvard had a lot of his documents.
Yeah, and Harvard wanted the exclusivity, but they're coming up on the 60th anniversary of his birth this month. I think it was October 27th his birthday? Yeah, in 1858. So they're coming up on the 160th anniversary of his birth, and they wanted to roll all this out. You know, he was our second greatest president, perhaps our third greatest now that Trump is in office. But yeah, very cool. So yeah, Mark, that's for you.
Time now for a Teddy Tidbit with Barron on News and Views.
You know, last week we talked about how he was the first president to fly on a plane.
Yeah.
But to show his manliness, did you know he was also the first president to ride in a submarine?
No, I did not know that. Now, that I did not know.
All of a sudden, while he was diffusing and mediating a peace for the Russo-Japanese War, he just decided he was going to go take a ride on the new modern submarine that were coming out and hitting the fleet.
I cannot imagine what those submarines look like.
the 20th century.
Can you imagine how many people died trying to get them?
Do we still have them?
Submarines?
Yeah.
Or those original? Yeah, we have submarines. And we have submarines in service all over the world right now. I mean, all over the world. They'll stay underground for underwater like 6 months at a time. They don't have to surface for fuel anymore.
That's unreal.
Yeah. You know, these nuclear submarines, they put off no emission and they just keep going. You know, they make no noise either. It's crazy.
That was pretty brave, though, back then.
Yeah, I mean, that was I cannot imagine what the turn of the 20th century submarine looked like.
Exactly.
How many people you think died trying to perfect that art?
Exactly. Well, and only two presidents have rode in a submarine, him and Harry Truman.
That's incredible. That I did not know. See, this, Mark, is why we have this segment each week.
Exactly.
But check out the Library of Congress website. It's almost like you walk into a candy store and you're 7 years old. You don't know where to start. You know, do I go to the Nerds? Do I go to the chocolate? Do I get the Gobstoppers? You know, do I go to the peppermints? You don't know where to start clicking, but it's incredible, incredible.
And definitely have to check it out.
Yep. Thanks, Mark.
Have a good one.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228.
That was pretty interesting.
What a great first hour this has been. And we're not done. We could be done, but I want to tell you real quickly about my friends over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Guys, Tom and Augustine Duncan are no joke. These guys understand the tree service business. Listen, this is the time of the year to call them. You could, baby, I'm going to wait till the spring. I want to see how the... Listen, you wait till the spring, every tree service in town is going to be backed up. You call them now, you get priority service. They're going to be over there. They're going to be looking. You know, people, as the leaves start to fall, that's the time to call. Huh? How about that little rhyme? As the leaves fall, pick up the phone and call. 328-2484. Let me repeat that number because I screwed it up. 328-2484. 328-2484. Tom and Augustine Duncan. And congratulate them, by the way. They're new parents. But 15 years in the business. They're not a chainsaw and a truck. These guys are pros. Absolute pros. Licensed, insured, highly respected. Got great references from listeners just like you. 328-2484. Tom and Augustine Duncan. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Man, I can't remember all these numbers you throw at me. Then find them on Facebook, amigo. 328-2484. 328-2484. Did they say oi?
Yeah.
At the beginning of that?
Yeah.
Like
Greg
this?
Has a button.
Oi!
That's what I thought. All right, we'll be back. Tom and Augustine Duncan calling. Chippewa Charm Tree Service.